This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Precision medicine is an emerging way to treat patients that considers their individual genes, environments, and lifestyles. The idea is to customize treatment based on someone's unique traits. UAB recently opened a personalized medicine institute, and for Matthew Might, its director, a mystery involving his son drew him to the field. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
After Matt Might, new head of UAB's Personalized Medicine Institute, had Bertrand, his first child, 10 years ago, he and his wife began to notice something wasn't right.
He had unusual movements. Eventually realized he was having seizures. Over time became clear he had severe developmental delay. And strangely enough, a lack of tears.
A lack of tears, even when Bertrand was suffering. They spent 2 years seeing specialists all over the country. Then Might had Bertrand's genes sequenced. 2 years after that, Might and his wife learned Bertrand had a disease so rare, it had no name.
He was literally the first patient ever discovered of an ultra-rare genetic disorder. He had inherited two mutations in a gene called NGLY1, one for me, one for my wife, that knocked this gene out. He was the first NGLY1 deficient patient in the world.
That meant Bertrand lacked an enzyme that helps the body get rid of malfunctioning proteins. At the time, Matt Might was a computer scientist, but the situation changed his path.
That sort of pushed me into this odyssey of, okay, well, we've got an answer. Now what? That's when I moved into therapeutics and learned a lot about pharmacology, what eventually became precision medicine.
Trying to figure out his son's disease led him to precision medicine, sometimes also called personalized medicine. Simply put, the approach bases treatment strategies on patients' individual data, genes, environment, lifestyle, versus a cookie-cutter approach targeted to the average person. Medically, everyone's unique, including Bertrand.
And so ultimately, 5 years after that, we have treatments for him that were discovered through me sort of learning all this as I went. When it's your child's life on the line, you will do whatever you can for them.
Bertrand still needs a wheelchair, but he's doing well considering. That's thanks to a treatment his dad discovered containing sugar derived from shellfish shells. Might says lots of people helped him figure it out, and it took reams of data. Stephanie Devaney is deputy director of All of Us, a research program at the National Institutes of Health.
The medical profession has been doing their best to individualize care all along, but it's hard without data sets that we need. There's just way too many variables across people.
The project is recruiting people to share their medical records through providers like UAB. They can also upload data themselves. The goal is to enroll at least 1 million people.
So that we can really get a sense of people across their lifespan, so that we can get to a place where we're able to apply precision medicine across many more diseases and conditions.
Devaney wants the data pool to match the diversity of America, and she says data from UAB will help. But it's not just diversity in subjects or patients she's looking for. It's different types of people who'll use the data, including Matt Might.
And so it's sort of incumbent on us to build an environment that can allow citizen scientists to access the data and be able to use the data. And so we like Matt's story because he took things into his own hand, and we're hoping that our program will foster some more of that.
The UAB program is working on faster, safer, personalized treatments for rare diseases, cancer, and depression. And they're using genetic data to predict which drugs will help and which could hurt. The more data collected, Might and Devaney say, the better they can tailor treatments for each individual patient. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can learn more about Bertrand's disease or about UAB's Personalized Medicine Institute. We've got links at our website, wbhm.org.